Welcome to your daily devotional, May 24th. Salvation is of the Jews. John chapter 4, in verse 22. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. Sadly, a few professing Christians and some worldly academics in our culture have held on to an irrational hatred of the Jewish people. Even today, this devotional is the written record of my response to an anti-Semitic caller to the local radio station. While we do acknowledge that based upon the New Testament record, certain Jews in Jesus' day were parties to his murder, and those Jews today who do not accept Jesus of Nazareth as Messiah are dead in their sins, we also acknowledge the great debt that we Gentiles have to the Jews. To Abram, God said, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. The promised line of God's Messiah came through Isaac and not Ishmael, Jacob and not Esau, and from the brethren of Moses, who were obviously in context, the Hebrews, in Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse 15. God supernaturally preserved his people because of the unconditional covenants that he made with them, calling the Jews by the affectionate term, the apple of his eye, in Zechariah chapter 2 in verse 8. Those who believe in Jesus as the Christ, the Son of God, worship the God-man who is of Jewish lineage in his humanity. Without the Jew, there would be no Jesus, and therefore no salvation from sin. For Jesus himself says in our text that salvation is of the Jews. Not only that, but we owe all of the scriptures to the Jews because to them were committed the oracles of God. When we reject or question Israel's right to exist through promotion of the rights of a people who are not ever named in the Bible, the Palestinians, or when we otherwise despise the Jewish people, we are promoting Satan's plan against the people that God ever shall love and preserve, even to the end, as a distinct people. Let us acknowledge our spiritual debt to the Jewish people and that we have been blessed with the Savior who came incarnate as a Jew, and pray that many Jews will come to salvation through the acceptance of their Messiah, both here in Israel and abroad elsewhere. Salvation is of the Jews.